Zechariah, chapter 11. Open your doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour your cedars. Wail, O fir tree, for the cedar has fallen, because the majestic ones are destroyed. Wail, O you oaks of Bashan, for the strong forest has come down. A voice of the wailing of the shepherds. For their glory is destroyed, a voice of the roaring of young lions. For the pride of the Jordan is laid waste. Thus Yahweh my God said, Shepherd the flock of slaughter. Whose possessors slay them, and hold themselves not guilty, and those who sell them say, Blessed be Yahweh, for I am rich, and their own shepherds don't pity them. For I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, says Yahweh, but, look, I will deliver man, every man into his fellow man's hand, and into the hand of his king, and they will strike the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. So I shepherded the flock of slaughter, and the sheep dealers. And I took to me two poles, the one I called Beauty, and the other I called Bands, and I shepherded the flock. And I cut off the three shepherds in 1 month, for my soul was weary of them, and their soul also loathed me. Then I said, I will not shepherd you, that which dies, let it die, and that which is to be cut off, let it be cut off, and let those that are left eat every one the flesh of another. And I took my staff Beauty, and cut it apart, that I might break my covenant which I had made with all the peoples. And it was broken in that day, and the sheep dealers that gave heed to me knew that it was the word of Yahweh. And I said to them, If you think good, give me my wages, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my wages 30 shekels of silver. And Yahweh said to me, Cast it to the potter, the goodly price that I was prized at by them. And I took the 30 shekels of silver, and cast them to the potter, in the house of Yahweh. Then I cut apart my other staff, even Bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel, and Yahweh said to me, Take to yourself yet again the instruments of a foolish shepherd. For, look, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, who will not visit those that are cut off, neither will seek that which remains behind, nor heal that which is broken, nor feed that which is sound, but he will eat the flesh of the fat sheep, and will tear their hoofs in pieces. Woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock. The sword will be on his arm, and on his right eye, his arm will be clean dried up, and his right eye will be completely darkened.